This is the third Sunday of Advent. People reminded me, it used to be called Gaudete, Rejoice Sunday. It's just like in Lent, there's a kind of break, a little more than halfway through Lent, with the appearance of lighter vestments and a more jubilant tone to the readings. So that's what's supposed to happen today. And this is in anticipation, of course, of what's going to happen at Christmas. Meanwhile, we're still in Advent, of course, so we got to look some more at this business of the new beginning. If you remember the Pentecost narrative, which is extremely important, because these early followers of Jesus thought that with Jesus, and with his God having raised Jesus from the dead, the end times had really begun. The end times. And so Paul would talk about us Christians being a new creation, this radical revolution of the world and this transmutation of reality by dint of Jesus. And one of the signs in Jewish lore that the end time would come, that the Spirit of God is just going to be splashed on everybody. We're just all going to be doused with the Spirit of God. Everybody's going to be energized, enlivened. And that's, of course, what the Pentecost narrative is about. You know, these tongues of flame and these guys being able to talk to total strangers and being able to be understood by total strangers. That's the end time. When we human beings listen to each other carefully. And the agent of that is the Spirit of God. So when we look at this thing from Isaiah, we have another instance of that outpouring of the Spirit. Probably the most prominent one in the Bible, which is in the prophets. Huh? Isaiah will say, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to go preach, and thus says the Lord." So this is what he believed, and this is what a bunch of Jews after him believed, so they said, yeah, he's probably right. What I'm getting at is that in the end time, you don't have all these little particular people who are supposed to be prophets. Like there were, I mean, in the Bible we got 16 prophets covering a period of several hundred years, and after the Babylonian captivity in 500, there was nobody till John the Baptist shows up, and then after him, Jesus. But the Jews believed that the prophetic voice was the absolute indication of the reality and the presence of God in their world. And the Jesus followers believed that they were now a whole race of prophets and kings. So what I'm getting at is this. It's so easy, at least it is easy for me, to say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He sent me to bring good tidings to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor to them from the Lord and a day of vindication from God. I'd be happy to sit in the bleachers and say, yeah, Isaiah, give it to them. You know, that's right, boy, that's what we want. And this in the context of the new beginning that I've been proposing all during Advent. But what's going on, and the relevance of this passage for us, is that's how we're supposed to be able to describe ourselves. Again, it's all good old Isaiah up there running his mouth. Oh, we're all for him, you know. No, we are supposed to be a prophetic people. So that by what we say and what we do, we can say that the good tidings really are being brought to the poor. I mean, that's what we are essentially. And everything else is just kind of extra. We are supposed to heal the brokenhearted. I mean, if you read the documents of Vatican II, it says this over and over again. The joys and the sorrows of the world are our joys and sorrows. So we can't just have some kind of virtuoso out there doing, you know, like the three tenors, you know, oh, hit it again, Luciano, you know, yeah, yeah, that's what we want to hear. No, it's we. It's we who are supposed to be this agent. And so to talk about a new beginning in Advent today is to talk about, I think, a transformation of our imagination. So that somehow, and it's going to be different for each one of us in this room, right? That we are going to be living embodiments of the promise of final justice to the poor. And a surcease of sorrow for the brokenhearted. Those by whom life is trampled. So that we, in our very behavior, what we say, what we do, that we're supposed to be those incarnations of promise to all those guys. I'm, you know, miles behind that, like, you know, behind the curve, as they say. But that's why I say this is appropriate to talk about this in the context of the new beginning, to see. To reimagine myself. And my place and function and status in the world. As being able to do that, and not in some airy fairy weirdo, general, vague, abstract way, but quite concretely in the specifics of my time and my place.